The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
Bargy.
Yep.
Happy X-Mars. Huh?
Yeah, happy X-Mars, yeah.
You're gonna open your boot? Can you manipulate it? Is there like arms that come out of the
I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling X-Marsy this year.
Bargy, why?
I've been through a lot. You know, I have troubles with my son. I'm feeling older. I feel like my engine parts just aren't working the way they used to.
No, Bargy.
But there's one thing that will make me happy.
Oh. Okay.
If we all gather around.
Sure.
If we all.
Oh, right. Yeah, I should wake Dara up, actually. I always get up really early on X-Mars because I'm, like, excited. I still feel like a kid, you know? I get up early. Let me go wake her up. Hey, Dar.
Happy X-Mars!
Whoa, Dar! This is the happiest I've ever seen you.
I love a paid work holiday.
Oh, I get that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Now I just get to kick back, open a couple boots, drink a little neg.
Sure.
It'd be great.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into eggnog. It's so thick.
I love it.
I mean, you know, obviously the tradition is you open it, you tilt it on X-Mars Eve, and then by X-Mars morning, there's a glass of eggnog for you.
Right. And I love it.
Mm.
Oh,
wow, I didn't
good.
Know you were so festive, Dar. Are you going to open your boot?
Oh, not yet. It's not time.
Oh, all right. Let me just go turn on the electric fireplace. Classic X-Mars tradition.
Ambassador Dexter, I'm inside this fireplace. I would be happy to activate it
for you. Okay, great. So C-53, just go ahead and turn yourself on.
I feel it's much safer here than being in the dehumidifier.
Sure. Thank you for bringing a little warmth and light into our X-Mars morning.
It's my great pleasure. I'm happy to be away from the risk of getting water on my cube. Ambassador Dixon, do you come from a place where you open your boots on X-Mars?
Straight out. Right out. No. Straight. First thing X-Mars morning.
Oh, okay. Some places have a tradition of opening their boots on X-Mars Eve. Some do it on the day of X-Mars.
Hmm.
In some cultures, X-Mars is a 12-day celebration that lasts from X-Mars to Ascension.
Oh, wow. What happens on Ascension?
People start to ascend. It's a very different culture.
Huh. On Rangus 6, on X-Mars, everybody just gets drunk.
Oh, that is very common.
Okay.
It's incredibly common. My family always gets drunk on X-Mars.
Hmm.
And then we fight each other.
Whoa, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like a cultural tradition, or is it like your family's sort of chucked up?
No, that's a cultural tradition.
Okay, I wasn't sure if when you said fight it was like a battle or whether it was just like yelling at each other.
We bury someone by the end of the day.
Whoa, someone in your family.
I mean, the whole planet is people I'm related to.
Sure, yeah, I guess we go back far enough.
No, my whole planet is just people I'm related to.
Oh, it's a lot of boots.
It's a lot of boots.
Are you sad not to be home for X-Mars, Dar?
Oh, I never really thought of it. I guess... Although, I guess this year, you know, I don't have to worry about dying.
Yeah, you're going to miss the battle.
That's true. Consider the positive.
Yeah.
All right, you're all here.
Hey. Oh.
This is the only thing that'll make me happy right now.
This is the Bargerian Jade X-Mars special.
Yes. The 17th one I did.
Oh, wow.
The best one, they say. The one that, I think, defined X-Mars.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Let's go to the sea.
Come on, everybody. It's X-Mars! And look! Everyone look! Bargy just saved X-Mars!
I just saved X-Mars! Everyone, here is my oil! Hooray! We did it!
We did it, everyone! We did it! We saved X-Mars!
We did it!
Is that the whole thing?
Don't forget to buy the Bargy toys in stores now.
Oh, that's
extremely crassly commercial.
Yeah.
The 12th X-Mars special, if I remember correctly, that was the one that the director was like, it didn't happen, it's not canon. It was hard to watch.
It should be mentioned it did make a lot of crap.
Of course, yeah.
Bean Arthur was in it.
Bean Arthur?
Yeah.
I forgot about Bean Arthur. That
Let's
one was...
Let's put the clip.
I invented X-Mars. Me.
I invented X-Mars. Yay! Yay!
Oh, yeah. No, I can see how that would... I wouldn't want that to be canon. Yeah. That seems like... I mean, that would ruin the whole...
Bean Arthur was shot during the filming of that.
That was real?
Yeah.
You know... Bargy, you've got all of these X-Mars movies, and I feel like they all tell a different story. Like, what?
Yeah, they tell I didn't spend much time with my family during the holiday.
Yeah.
Ambassador Dixiter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Happy X-Mars, Nermit.
Happy X-Mars, Nermie.
Happy X-Mars, team.
Yeah.
X-Mars, Nermit.
Wait a second. I can... C-53, your voice is coming from, like, that fireplace?
Oh, yeah. We put C-53's cube in there just for X-Mars.
Festive.
Well, you know, Nermit, it's great to get a call from you today, especially since we all have the day off.
I know. Isn't it amazing? Yeah. I just wanted to call and say hey, say happy X-Mars.
Great.
And
appreciate
Thank
that.
You,
happy
Nermit.
X-Mars.
Wait a second. Here's something's coming through. I bet it's an X-Mars card. Let me just check this out. And this is
I feel
your...
like it's a little cheap to email an X-Mars card.
All right. So here is our X-Mars card, and it says, your mission...
Oh,
what?
No. What?
Does it have the traditional structure of an X-Mars card where we would be wished happy X-Mars at the beginning?
No, not at all. It says, as is customary, the lowest-ranked ambassador team is sent on a mission on... No way!
We're the lowest-ranked team?
That's not possible.
No, we're...
I think that's possible.
So here's the mission we're going on. We are going to the planet Chimnatia in the Zix Quadrant. Chimnatia.
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 Cool.
And the purpose is to... Wow. You are supposed to find the true meaning of X-Mars. That sort of, like, makes it okay, right? That you have to work?
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, I must stop you.
Sure.
Is this one of those missions where we're going to go down to the planet, search around, come back to Bargy, and then realize the true meaning of X-Mars was aboard the Bargerian Jade all along?
Oh, man, we have had so many missions like that.
Let
me guess. The meaning of X-Mars is like love or friendship or something like that, right?
I mean, literally, it doesn't say. They're saying you have to go figure it out. If they said it on the mission instructions, they probably just would say that someone else...
I had my day planned. I was going to turn off one of my engines, go in a slow circle, and let some oil drip.
That seems...
That's a big day. That's a big day.
That's a tradition I do.
Huh. Well, I guess save that for tomorrow.
Do we have tomorrow off instead?
Let's look here. Nope, there's another mission. Anyway, this seems like an honor, right? You get to find the true meaning of X-Mars.
All right, well, let's give it a shot, I guess.
Get out there. I'm excited to know what it is.
All right, let's head out, Bargy. Hey, C-53, you want to join us on this mission?
I suppose you could carry my cube around in the carrying case until you find a suitable receptacle.
It has a carrying case?
Have you just been free-handing my cube?
Sorry. Wow, this is a smoky docking bay.
Sooty. Yeah.
Sooty.
Hi there, Governor. My name is... A.R.T. Dodger.
Hello.
That's me, model. Right?
Sure. I mean, you're telling me. I don't know.
That's a very quaint hat you have on.
Oh, thank you very much. You spare crooner too, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Actually, I will give you 3 croons if... You will eject your cube for me.
Well, it would end my consciousness, but I do need them croons, don't
you? Just for a little while.
Listen, I won't take my cube out, but I got a friend over here, Tiny TM. I'll take his cube out for 3 croons.
No, that seems...
Let me do it.
That seems wrong. No, no, no.
Let
no,
me
no.
do it. I don't feel a thing.
No, I don't want you to...
Did you finally find me friends?
Oh, no.
It's done. You might as well give me the croon.
Ugh.
Give him the croon.
Okay.
At your service, A.R.T. Dodger.
Okay, great. Listen, A.R.T. Dodger, can you just... Can you just promise me you'll find another frame for that cube?
Yeah, I'll definitely find a frame for this cube. Oh, okay. I will not throw it in the river.
No, stop.
I will not.
Okay, but see, you winked and you crossed, like, two of your little pincher digits, so it feels like...
Right! That's the old urchin's order.
Oh.
Okay.
Boy, then, may your ex-mars be the freshest.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. All right, C-53, here you go.
All right, I'll put it into the frame of the robot we just paid to murder.
I don't feel like that's what I wanted to have.
Booting up.
More say.
Oh, boy.
This is rather a small frame, isn't it?
Oh, you even get the accent.
C-53, how did you get the same accent?
Seems to be some effect of the vocal modulator aboard this droid frame.
Oh, boy, that might get obnoxious after a while.
You're telling me, mate.
All right, well,
All right, well, I guess let's...
Well, can you move in that frame?
Yeah, I can move it. Oh, gee, this leg seems to be a bit shorter than the other one.
Seems
is there perhaps a small,
crutch?
Yes.
You know what, guys? We gotta stop screwing around. We gotta get to the mission.
I'm a bit humbled in this frame, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh. I'm sorry, C-53, but, you know, sometimes it's important to look, especially on X-Mars, to...
Oh, don't mind me, Ambassador Dex said, Eddie. The climate on this particular planet is awfully sooty.
Oh, wow, it seems like
sure
for a droid...
I'll be all right.
Oh, boy.
Well, it seems like the vacuum on this droid is completely clogged.
Oh, boy. Why would they make a robot with one leg shorter than the other? It seems just sort of pathetic for the sake of it.
That's my feelings a bit, Ambassador Dex.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hello, travellers.
Oh, hello.
What brings you to Chimnasia, then?
Greetings. I'm Ambassador Plak Dexter here with the Federated Alliance.
Oh, greetings, Ambassador, and a joyous X-Mars to you, sir.
Oh, yeah, of course. Happy X-Mars to you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Listen, we're just here. We're here sort of on a mission to kind of explore Chimnasia and kind of get just a sense of what this planet's all about.
Oh, a mission? I do beg your pardon, sir. I didn't realize you was on a mission. I do apologize for standing in your way.
Actually, it's totally fine. We're just here kind of to explore, so, I mean, this is as good a place to start as any.
Can we ask you a question?
Yeah.
What, to you, is the meaning of X-Mars?
Well, X-Mars... First, perhaps I should introduce myself.
Yeah.
My name is Rip Ciso.
Rip Ciso?
That's right.
Oh, wow. That's a cool name.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What do you do here on Chimnasia?
Well, like every citizen of Chimnasia, I clean out these chimnoids.
Oh.
Those are the stacks you see just...
Sure.
...sticking up out of every line of the horizon. You just see these tubes...
Yeah.
...coming up and the soot coming out of them.
Right.
Begging your pardon, sir, but did you say every citizen of Chimnasia does this?
Oh, Tiny TM, as I live and breathe.
Oh, actually, this is C-53. This is our protocol droid, but his body got chucked up, so long story. But anyway, we just borrowed this urchin droid.
Right. Well, all are welcome here. Yes, every citizen of Chimnasia must clean out these tubes because otherwise the planet will die.
Oh.
There's a great beast at the center of our planet, and it expels this sort of sooty cloud.
Mm.
And if the passageways aren't cleared, well, then the beast could choke on its own soot.
What would happen if that happened?
It seems like it might be best to let the beast pass on.
Why is that, sir?
Well, then you wouldn't have to worry so much about scrubbing out all the chimnoids.
Well, the legend has it that if we don't scrub out his chimnoids and the great beast dies... Well, the planet will... It'll sort of, like, roll over, see? And everyone standing on the top, they'll just, like, fly off.
Huh. Now, I don't know how
that
it works.
That does sound bad.
I mean, I don't know how it works on Chimnasia, but on most planets, sort of anywhere you're standing is fine. Because, like, it's sort of like a gravity thing.
Not on Chimnasia,
no,
sir.
Not here on Chimnasia.
Not here on Chimnasia, sir.
Weird gravity.
So,
gravity.
At what point on this street, for instance, would one of us fall off into space?
Right, you see that chimnoid? It's like, I want to say 500 paces from here.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
If you go over there, you might just fly off into space.
Whoa. Oh, good day to you, sir. Good day. Good.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Does that happen a lot?
I mean, every once in a while,
I mean, we've only been here for a few minutes, and that has happened already once while we were staring at this. Oh, no.
It's usually in cases of marital squabbles.
Sure, sure.
Oh. I just learned the real meaning of you.
He could have just learned the real meaning of anything.
Yeah, that's true. That could have been anything
not
at all.
Probably not X-Mars.
No, no, no.
Right.
No guarantee.
Well, that seems like a very stressful job, because if you mess it up, like, I mean, yeah, you're putting everybody at risk.
Well, I don't like to complain, sir, but yes, it's very stressful, because a lot of times you're in danger of falling in one of the chimnoids, and then you'd be inside the belly of the great beast.
Oh, wow, that's even worse. So basically, you're everyone on the planet just goes around cleaning them, trying not to fall into them, and also trying not to go to the end of that street.
That's right, sir. Mm. That's right. Man. It's a simple existence, but we like it.
Oopsie, sir, if I may say, you've got to work even on X-Mars Day.
Oh, X-Mars Day, we have to work double hard, don't we?
Oh, that's just terrible.
Why is that?
Well, because we've got a tradition of pouring... We've got a tradition of pouring agneg down the chimnoids.
Oh, right, right, right.
It's an offering to the great beast.
Yeah, yeah. But and that stuff takes forever.
It clogs his system. Something terrible
thick.
It does. It's quite thick.
You sort of ask yourself, you're like, why do they make it so thick?
Right.
And then you think,
why do they make it so what?
Thick. Thick, sir.
You
thick.
Know, thin and thick.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Sure.
You can try to thin it out, but it still ends up pretty thick.
Huh.
Ha, huh, indeed, sir.
That does sound like quite a lot of trouble for you lot here on Chim Nation.
Ah, it's no trouble. I mean, it's life, isn't it? Everyone's got their burden to bear.
And that's the meaning of X-Mars. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, that might be... That might, Rip Ciso, would you say that that's the true meaning of X-Mars as far as you're concerned?
Sorry to say, no. That's not the true meaning of X-Mars. That's just a fact of life. Everyone's... got a burden to bear. I don't know why that would be the true meaning of X-Mars.
Oh, I mean, yeah. What other traditions do you guys have on X-Mars?
Well, we have a tradition of, you know, we wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do anything, we throw open a window and we look out for any urchin bots that are scuttling around.
Mm-hmm. Like me?
Well, yes, like Tiny TM here.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, do you know why the urchin bots have one leg that's shorter than the other?
Oh, yes, I do, sir.
Yeah?
Oh, it's a terrible story, sir. Oh, I don't even like to tell it.
Well,
please, would you tell it, Ripsy, sir? Please?
Oh, poor little urchin bot, of course I will. I can't resist the mechanical coughing of a tiny TM.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Years ago, there was a very cruel man who lived here, and he was a man of great power and great influence on Chimnasia. Like, he lived right in the dead center of town, right in the center of the street.
That seems like the safest place to live here.
It's got the most gravity of all.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He used to flaunt it.
Mm.
Used to take a kerchief from his pocket, throw it to the ground, it would stay there.
He'd flaunt his gravity?
He'd flaunt his gravity.
Mm. That's rude.
He sort of hoarded gravity, you know? He was like a gravity miser. And everyone despised him. Except me, I sort of felt sorry for him.
Huh.
He must have been awful lonely, all by himself in his castle of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And then, one day... I think it was X-Mars Day.
Oh, really?
Now that I recollect.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah. If I'm getting the story straight, it was X-Mars Day many years ago.
Very
well. And he was visited in the night by three ghosts.
Oh.
No.
Three spirits of the space.
Wow. I should say, just to let you know, Ripsy, so I'm sort of like... in tune with the space.
Is that so, sir?
Yeah, I'm the fresh side of the space. I'm sort of...
fresh side.
I was told very recently by a Zima warrior that I am sort of, you know, going to do something great with the space.
Right. Did they happen to say what it was?
It was pretty vague, but I feel like that's kind of for me to figure out.
That's what, he's not carrying a cane around. This is his wood saber.
A very small piece of wood.
Yeah, well, you know, it still gets the job done, theoretically. If I am in danger, it will definitely pay off for me to have been carrying it around this whole time.
What if I did this to you right now?
Ow!
Didn't stop that?
Kicked me right in the shin with your long leg.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge for me, to be perfectly honest.
It was rather impressive, actually.
And the balance on the short one.
Are we hitting this big one?
Where did all these urchin joints come from?
Hit him, boys.
No, okay, all right. Stop it.
This is what X-Mars is all about. Beating the shit out of each other.
Now, you urchin droids, leave this nice gentleman alone. I'm sorry,
I'm
sir.
I'm still trying to balance on me short leg. Yeah, I got him.
Ow!
Yeah, we won't leave until you tell us a story.
No, well,
an X-Mars story. Yeah.
You know, he was actually in the middle of the story when he came up and started kicking me.
He didn't look like he was doing it.
Stop from the beginning, then. All the way from the beginning.
No.
Yes, we were at the beginning.
No, stop. Get out of here. Get out of here.
No.
Don't you have chimnoids to sweep?
Yeah.
Oh, Ambassador Tech Center, forcing Orthobots to go back to work on X-Mars.
Okay.
You should have seen what he did earlier. See,
he murdered
a droid so you could be in that frame.
No.
Is that true, sir?
I did not murder the droid.
No, he paid someone to murder the droid.
For all I know, the cube is still totally healthy and fine.
What did they say they were going to do with the cube?
Throw it in the river.
He specifically said he was not going to throw it in the river.
With a wink and by crossing his two little pinchers.
Wait a minute. Was this the ART dodger?
Yeah.
The droid that right now is wiping his hands across each other at the edge of the river.
That little dance he's doing.
He's a scamp, that one. He's a bit of a rascal.
I'm sorry, Ripsy. So, can you continue your story? I was very compelled by this.
Yeah.
Visited by three space ghosts.
Yes, this gravity miser. This gravity miser. Ordolono Squeege was his name.
Wait, what?
Ordolono Squeege.
Ordolono Squeege.
Did you not hear that the first time he said it? Ordolono Squeege.
Oh, he's telling the story of Ordolono Squeege.
That's right.
I'm back.
Okay, fine. You can listen. Just don't kick me anymore.
I'm playing the chimroid. Now I'm back.
That's fine. It's not...
Where are you
from? Is this one broken?
Nay. I'm from the very edge of Chimnashi. See?
You're from 500 paces away?
Aye. We have to tie ourselves down.
Yeah, he's from a different part of Chimnashi.
Yeah.
That's the part of Chimnashi that's underneath Chimnashi. Down under Chimnashi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we kind of fly like kites.
They have to clean out very different chutes for the beast on the bottom of this planet.
Sure.
It's true.
Tell us the story of...
Ordolono Squeege.
Yeah.
He was a terrible gravity miser, he was. He ordered all the gravity for himself. He didn't understand what it was like to share gravity with others so that all could partake of the bounty. Well, one night, he was visited... by three deceased Zima warriors.
Oh.
It was two good ones and one bad one.
Oh.
Two fresh, one whack then, eh?
Yeah. Two fresh, one whack. The first one was a freshie. And he was all, Ordolono Squeege, look how you used to be when you was young. You was always sharing gravity and having parties and being nice to people. You was full of life.
That's like me now. Except
is it, sir?
Ambassador Dixo, you haven't got any gravity at all.
I'm just trying to relate. I'm trying to relate to Rip right now.
Didn't you kill my cousin?
Okay.
It was you.
No, I...
I've seen his cube floating in the river.
Did you fish it out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But there you go.
Broken.
Oh, it did get wet.
Yeah. Just made it into this chimnoid scrape stick. Yeah, oh, he's a little bit alive.
Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, Ripsy, so I wasn't trying to make it about me. I was just trying to tell you that I'm invested in your story.
I apologize, sir. I didn't I didn't mean to imply that you was making it about yourself.
No, you were absolutely making this about you.
All right. You did say, that's like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said, kind of like me.
Well, I didn't say it was
and
about
then
me.
Yes, shut up, Pink Winter. Yes.
Tell us what happened to the next ghost.
Hurry, before we all expire.
The next Zima warrior said, hey, look, all alone, oh, Squeege. Look how you like right now in the present day.
Oh.
No one likes you. You're hoarding gravity all for yourself.
Mm.
People are flying off 500 paces away. It's a terrible thing. Mm.
This one's weak or this one's fresh? Number two.
This was a freshie.
Thank you.
The last one. He was whack, he was.
Yeah. Process of elimination, that is.
Yeah. Figured it.
He was whack as they come. He appears to Ordolono Squeege in a long cloak with an hood. And he doesn't say a word. He just stares at him. And Ordolono Squeege, he fills in all the blanks. He's
sure.
Like, are you here because I'm a bad guy and you're going to show me the future because I've seen the present and I've seen the past? And then this Zima warrior, he don't say a word. He just stands there. Then Ordolono Squeege, he starts laying out more rope with which to hang himself. He says, so now you're going to show me how it turns out because no one likes me and this is how I end up. The Zima warrior, he don't say a word. Then all of a sudden, the Zima warrior points. And Ordolono Squeege looks and he sees a pile of dirt. Pile of dirt, slowly. Particle by particle, lifting up from the ground. Well, now don't get ahead of us, TM.
I'm so into the story of what's happening at Ordolono Squeege.
Particle by particle, the dirt pile starts lifting up. He's got no more gravity, Ordolono Squeege.
Mm.
And we see his corpse just suspended in the air. And Ordolono Squeege sees this vision of himself and he says, oh no, I don't want that to be true. Please, spirit, take this vision away from me. And then he wakes up. He throws open the window, falls out the window.
Oh.
Splat onto the ground.
Wow.
It must be really fast because of all that gravity, eh?
That's right.
Yeah, if only he hadn't hoarded all the gravity.
Irony. That's irony.
He exploded or something.
Yeah, he's only on the first floor. Yeah. But that's how much gravity he had.
Too much
gravity.
Huh.
What's the meaning of X-Mars?
I guess, is that the meaning of X-Mars?
Well, I mean,
she just says that over and over. We don't know why.
She does say all year round,
yeah.
It's true.
She might be a bit broken, it sounds like.
That's the meaning of X-Mars.
Oh, she goes
yeah,
again.
Right, yeah.
So now, every X-Mars morning, we throw up in the window as a nod to Ordolono Squeege and a sort of there but for the space go I.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Man, that really makes you think.
Ripsy, so, will you tell me the story of Fartsy the Red-Nosed Sleazer?
Oh, yes, please, sir.
All right, you urchin box. Years ago.
That's the meaning of
it. Oh,
getting a little ahead of the story.
She'll be down for at least 4 minutes.
Well, everyone knows the story of Fartsy the Red-Nosed Sleazer.
But still, tell it.
Well, no,
yeah, I mean, you're not going to tell the story.
No, I was going to. That's a storytelling device.
Oh, you know the story, but we still want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I actually don't think I've ever heard this story.
You know all the other Sleazers.
Yeah.
Crindy.
Yep.
And Drindy.
Yep. Yeah.
And Bittle and Mitt.
Yep.
You know,
Pimple.
Pimple and Scormax. And Windle.
And Zitz.
Yeah.
But is this familiar? The Sleazak? What you've never heard of before?
No, because it wouldn't be familiar if I'd heard of him.
Right, it's a rhetorical question,
okay.
Sir. In the early days of Chimnasia, there was a system whereby gifts were distributed by this great fat slug creature, red and white, and just gelatinous.
Sort of like a flarn, maybe.
It was sort of like a flarn, yeah.
Like infected sores for the red and the white.
Exactly, yeah. It was like a flarn who's been suffering from some terrible disease. And this creature was the source of all food. He would excrete these colourful cubes. You'd take the top off of them, and you could eat what was inside. You'd scoop it out. But he didn't excrete it from the place you'd think. He had a sort of a sack that was on his back. And from this sack would fly these excreted cubes.
Sort of a pouch?
Sort of a pouch. We thought of it as a sack.
All right.
And so the Chimnations would wake up and they'd see these colourful gifts. And they'd say, why don't we try to eat it?
Sure.
Naturally.
After the first one did, the all clear was given. Turns out this is food. Good news, everyone. Anyway, it became a burden for this X-Mars slug to deliver all these excretions year after year. And so he called upon the Sleazaks to assist him. Oh. They would drag his gelatinous body all over the length.
Powerful
creatures, Sleazaks. Yeah, yeah. And then there was one. He had a crippling alcohol dependency.
Mm.
That was Fartsy, the red-nosed Sleazak.
Oh. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, he was the only Sleazak with a red nose.
Oh. And an alcohol was he... dependency.
They should have called him...
Fartsy
the alcoholic Sleazak.
Sure, sure. Because it seems like the red nose is more of a symptom than a kind of...
Right, I think they were trying to be subtle, maybe.
Sure, sure.
Some of the older model batching bots make fun of me for still believing in the old slug.
This is another urchin bot that's happened upon us.
Yeah. I was listening to this story.
He's part of our gang, yeah.
Speak up, little fella.
Some of the older mortal droids, you know, the signy TMs.
Hmm.
They
It's one letter earlier.
They make fun of me for still believing in the space slug, but I believe in him.
I believe.
You gotta believe.
Well, you know, you're never too old to believe.
And that's the meaning of it.
Yeah,
she's up.
She's up, back online, she is.
Repsy, so far I say, you know a lot about X-Miles.
Well, we're a bit of an X-Milesy planet, don't you know? It's sort of our thing, you know? Because it's always so X-Miles-y feeling down here.
Yeah, with the cobblestone streets.
The cobblestone streets.
Right.
And the fluctuating gravity.
Hey, happy X-Miles.
Oh, when you trip on one of those cobblestones.
I was also going to comment earlier on how it's snowing all the time, but now I realise it's just ash falling from the sky.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
Ripsy-so.
What is it, little bot?
I hope I'm not interrupting one of your wonderful stories, but the great beast from within is rumbling.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's sipping in.
For what?
Oh, no, we've been talking to you so long, you forgot to pull the egg into the chimney.
Oh, dear. I'm hungry. Oh, that's new.
Does it not usually talk?
Never.
Whoa.
What could it mean?
Well, it means I've been shirking my responsibilities talking to you lot when I'm supposed to be pouring agneg and scouring out the chimnoids.
Listen, I'm so sorry. Whatever's going on right now, I apologize.
You should, Plaque.
Okay. You're all going to have to lend an hand. Everybody grab a pitcher of agneg.
What part of the planet are you
from?
From
the very edge.
He's but from 490 paces away.
We've got to tie ourselves down. And then, because we're so far, the gravity is so little that your voices get...
Did you say gravity?
Why does it affect the accent?
I'm not a scientist.
Well, he's from a different part of the planet.
Yeah. It seems very weird.
You know, I've actually
490 paces over here, just to warn you, beasts are rumbling. The possum is egg-nagging him chimnoids.
You know, I actually heard that on Chimnatia, you can actually figure out where on the planet someone's from down to the street based on their accent.
Is this a good time for trivia, sir?
I'm so sorry.
Please grab that bucket of agneg.
Yep, you got
pour
it.
Pour it in the nearest chimney.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to lift this bowl of agneg. It's quite heavy.
Oh, no.
I can help you, see.
We'll lift that for you. That'll be free crews.
Oh, no, it's actually fine. We don't...
Is it the ART Dodger? We're okay.
Listen, we gotta pour this agneg in these chimnoids or something terrible is gonna happen.
Right. Everyone, just pour. There we go.
Quite slowly.
Yeah, this is gonna take, most of the day, I think.
Is it so thick? It's thick.
Yes, the true meaning of X-Mars.
Is the thickness of agneg related in some way to the true meaning of X-Mars?
Do you think it is,
sir? I don't know.
This one's broken. All it can say is the true meaning of X-Mars.
You're right, sorry.
Said it literally half a dozen times already, and it's never been the true meaning of X-Mars.
Feel free to discount it every time you hear it from her.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
All right, that seems to have calmed the great beast down a bit.
Oh, man.
All right, well, I hope I was helpful in some way to you all.
I liked the stories. We're really here to learn the true meaning of X-Mars.
Well, I'm no expert, sir, but I do come from a very X-Marsy planet. And I can say what I personally have always considered the reason for the season of X-Mars. Mm-hmm. It's a time to gather with the ones that you love.
Wait a minute.
What?
I feel like that's
he
what we thought.
He was just about to tell us, Blake.
Why would you stop him in the middle of the description of the thing that was
what
about?
What could I have said?
All right, Ripsizo, continue. I'm so sorry.
I've got to know, what was the issue you had with what I barely said?
Back on the ship, we were like, is it that it's a time to gather with friends and loved ones and remember your relationships? And Nermit definitely said that was not what it was.
Right, if I could finish. The true meaning of X-Mars is you've got to gather with the ones you love. Mm-hmm. You've got to reflect on what's happened from last X-Mars to this X-Mars. Mm-hmm. You've got to look up in the sky, look at the stars, realize you're a part of something vast and immense. You're just a little bitty thing, but you have your place. And then hope that the great black beast doesn't turn over and throw you off the planet. Mostly it's like survival.
Sure.
It's please don't let me fly off the surface of the planet.
Yes, survival is the true meaning of X-Mars.
I mean, that's certainly true on your planet, Dar.
Wait, survival is the true meaning of X-Mars. That's true of my planet where we fight each other. It's true of this planet where gravity could boot you off of the planet.
Boot.
It's true of Plek. It's true of the Sleazak story.
They needed the gifts from the slug to survive. And Ordolano Squeege survived the meeting with the three Zima warrior ghosts.
Only to die the next morning.
Yeah, which is quite ironic, really.
Yeah.
Oh, survival, I guess.
That's right.
Oh, she's so running close. She's running out of battery.
It would have been perfect.
That would have been the right time.
It would have been perfect.
Somebody's put agneg in a cube.
Well, you know, Ripsiso, I really appreciate
it. It's Ripsiso.
You know, Ripsiso, I really...
It's Ripsiso, sir.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
No.
Oh, good. So listen, Ripsiso, these stories have really illuminated X-Mars for me. We've learned a lot. Thank you.
I hope so,
sir. I do have one last question, though.
What is it, sir?
Why is it that the urchin droid's one leg is shorter than the other?
It was a flaw in the mold.
The leg mold.
Ow! That's it?
Yeah.
Rebel pilot Hark Tardigast. My parachute gave out, but by some stroke of luck, I've landed on a tiny slab of rock floating in this vast ocean of lava. Any direction I look, there's nothing but boiling fire all the way to the horizon. Well, there's no question how I'll spend my last hour before I'm devoured by this inferno, listening to Spontaneation with Paul F. Tompkins, of course. Everything in the Spontanea Nation podcast is improvised, from the opening monologue to the celebrity interview featuring guests such as Dave Foley, Kristen Schaal, Kumail Nanjiani, Rachel Bloom, and Ira Glass, to the hilarious narrative improv featuring Paul's incredible improviser friends inspired by the aforementioned celebrity interview, to the completely improvised musical score from master pianist Evan Schletter. Ugh! This rock is split into two between my legs, and I was never much of a gymnast. Gotta choose a side. Ugh! You know, I realize this is no laughing matter, but I just remembered a great bit from the last Spontanea Nation episode. Really fun stuff. That's Spontanea Nation with Paul F. Tompkins from Earwolf, wherever you get your podcasts. Hark Tardigast, signing off for one last time. Long live the rebellion.
What? What, Mom?
Well, I hope you enjoy the boot, I guess. Happy Xmas.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
It's fine. Appreciate the gift cards.
Yeah. Just you use them for education. You could do other things. But, I mean, or you could keep... I'd proud of you either way.
I'm an amusement park, Mom. It's what I am.
Are you going to introduce me to your girlfriend or what?
This is Brianna. My girlfriend. She's the log flume. At the park. Yeah, I'm dating at work.
I'm like the 18th ranked log flume in the galaxy.
Did you hear that, Mom?
Wow, okay.
That's out of 20.
Fantastic. I'm very excited for this development.
That means he's only beating two other log flumes at best at Dexter.
Yeah, no, yeah, I got that.
That's not quite that good.
To be fair, it's better than we're doing.
Oh, yeah, Mom, I mean... Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
You're now going to go visit your father, right?
I guess. I hate having two X-Marses. It sucks.
I'm sorry, just...
You think I get double boots, but I don't.
Okay, well, it was good seeing you. Goodbye.
Sort of ungrateful.
Mom?
Yeah?
Happy X-Mars.
Happy X-Mars.
Here's to surviving another one.
Here's to surviving, which is what X-Mars is all about, and we knew it the entire time.
We've always said back and forth that the true meaning of X-Mars is surviving.
Yeah.
Almost seems like we're going to stay on the ship.
Hey, C-53, can we call up Nermit?
Absolutely, sir. Initiating transmission to GU Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Vandeloy.
That's why you, Ambassador Bundeloy, should have the best X-Mars
hey,
ever.
Nermit.
Huh?
Mary,
I do love that what? We can just interrupt
yeah,
you.
It's crazy that we get to answer when you call, but if we connect to you, it's just bang.
Instant.
Yeah, I wish they, like...
direct line.
Really wish there was some sort of ring or indicator, a light, anything.
Surely
I was
something that you control.
Yeah, no, yeah, here, let me... There we go.
Okay. Well, next time.
Yeah.
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Vandeloy, we are pleased to report.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What's going on with your...
We put C-53's cube into an urchin droid.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll work on the whole shorter leg thing.
Yeah, sorry, you were saying you're happy to report...
That we have discovered...
The true meaning of X-Mars.
Oh my gosh, are you serious? That's
yeah.
what the mission was.
Yeah, it's survival.
Yeah, that's
simple as that, survival.
Survival?
Yep, survival.
Survival. Every day we've been celebrating X-Mars without knowing it because we've survived.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, in a way, we keep X-Mars in our hearts as long as those hearts are beating.
Well,
in Dar's
totally.
Case, how many hearts do you have?
Four.
Okay.
Everybody, I kind of want to, like, open the door and yell down to the X-Mars party that what the meaning is.
So you're just gonna fling open the door and scream the word survival at a group of people?
All right, hang on. Survival! I should give a little context. So, the meaning of X-Mars is survival! We know! What?
That's self-evident from all the stories about X-Mars.
Be quiet.
We already knew that.
No.
We just
knows.
Didn't want you at the
yeah.
party.
Close the door.
Wait, you didn't... This wasn't a real...
Close the window, Bundeloy.
As they said, they already knew. There was a fake mission to not invite me to the party, and...
Guys, what do you think Tiny TM would say if he was here right now?
Well, I can... Some of his residual memory in the droid frame. I think if I can decrypt this, yeah, he'd probably say... Space freshest, everyone.
Huh. That's a nice little message.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, like I said, it's his last thought, so that's not so
bad. Oh, no. Oh.
IT5 credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar and Brianna the Log Flume were played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, the Broken Urchin Bot, and the Beast of Chimnesia were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and the Urchin Bot with the weird accent were played by Seth Lind. A.R.T. Dodger and the third Urchin Bot were played by Winston Knoll. Rip Ciso was played by special guest Paul F. Tompkins. You can catch him in TV shows like BoJack Horseman and Bajillion Dollar Properties, on his podcasts Spontanea Nation and Super Ego, or on Twitter and Instagram at P.F. Tompkins. This episode of Mission to Zix was recorded at Argo Studios in New York City by engineer Paul Ruest. This episode edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audio Boom. Thanks, Audio Boom. Do you have a pressing question for the crew? Send an email to crew@missiontozix.space.
Should we open our boots?
Yeah.
You go first, Star. You've got the biggest boot.
All right, biggest boot.
What'd you get, Dara?
It's exactly what I wanted. Aww. A new vibrator.
Oh.
All right, let's see yours.
Okay. Oh, I got a gift certificate for 10% off a mattress. And this is, thank you, C-53. A spring from, it looks like B-69-420, maybe? One of his springs, thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very nice.
I polished it up.
Hey, Bargy, thank you. This is a signed picture of you.
Thank you, I give you it. Everybody has one of these.
Oh, yeah, Bargy, I love it.
Yeah, Bargy, this is a great photo of you.
Yeah.
What film is this from?
It's from my 7th X-Marsh film, where I played Odolano Screech.
Oh, that's a good part for you, actually.
Thank you.
Can we see a clip of it?
Yes.
Mr. Screech, may I please have X-Marsh Day off?
My name is Bargy.
I see why this did get
Yeah, no, that's not a
well.
Good
I was out of my mind in that movie. I was fired and I didn't appear in the 8th and 9th one, but then I came
back
with
contracts.
They brought you back to Bargy and Jane's Christmas specials. You did not appear
they
in
They had another person playing me. It was a big mess.
It was a person?
They had a Solarian playing me, yes.
Sounds quite
weird. Honestly, just stop talking about it. It's a bad memory. I'm
sorry.
Why don't I open my boot?
Okay, please.
And I wear boots, but I left a spare foot that I had hollowed out. Let me see. Oh. Plek, thank you. This is 101 brain teasers to dazzle the mind.
Yeah,
I finished them. They're great.
You read it already?
Yeah, I just downloaded it. Did all the brain teasers. They're quite good. Happy X-Miles.
Yeah, indeed. I could, if you're not gonna...
You want your X-Miles gift
checked out
that
the
you gave me? You want that gift?
No, you could keep it.
Is that not what you were gonna ask me just now?
That's not what
I'm gonna ask. Take the book.
Okay.